Better Together, Disability Parent Q&A by Jennifer Allen. Q. What type of preparation do you do before a trip, in addition to the usual vacation planning? A. I'm going to split this into three categories of planning, packing, and preparing. It sounds like a lot, because it is. Like most things in the world of disability parenting, relearning how to travel may seem overwhelming at first. It becomes another part of the routine as you get used to it. 1. Planning. When booking hotels, transportation, and attractions, there's an extra level of research to determine what will be accessible for your family. Disability requires different things for all of us, so take a moment to identify what you need and to make sure you'll have it. I make sure our hotel has a shower chair and that attractions are wheelchair accessible. I also come up with a transportation plan that can get our wheelchair everywhere we want to be. This is where disability travel blogs come in handy. The best way to find the information you need is by searching accessible __destination_name. That will bring up disability travel content relative to your destination. You may even find that your destination has a web page designed to make accessible travel planning a breeze. 2. Packing. Bring everything you need, and then some. Extra diapers, extra formula, extra catheters, extra Foley bags. If it's something that you can't pick up at a regular store, make sure you have extra. I usually start by packing all of the medical necessities, including medications, and then end up forgetting basic life necessities, like pants. It's worth noting that all of these things fly free. If it's medically necessary, you can bring it on board at no cost, even if you're not allowed a carry-on. If you have anything that could be questioned on its necessity, bring a signed note from your doctor stating that it's needed. This goes for big things like wheelchairs, strollers, walkers, CPAPs, oxygen, and four poles, too. It's also wise to bring a small toolkit for any minor repairs needed on mobility equipment or orthotics while you're gone. Don't forget your handicap placard for your rental car. 3. Preparing. Before leaving, refill any prescriptions that may run out before you're home. If it's easier, you may also be able to have the script transferred temporarily to your domestic travel destination. If you have a power chair, charge it. If you have anything else that needs to run on battery for a long travel day, charge it. Plan for an easy day before travel day. If your child walks with a mobility device, you don't want them to be tired before the fun even begins. Talk to your child about what to expect during travel, and go over any routines that may be shifted. Read books about the destination to build excitement and to help them prepare. If you need assistance in the airport, or have questions about navigating your travel day, call TSA Cares in advance at 855-787-2227. Special thanks to the @wonders_within_reach Instagram community for contributing towards these responses. Next issue, do you find that most areas can handle a wheelchair, or is a stroller better? Do you have any expertise to share on next issue's question? Please submit your input, or any questions of your own for future issues, to Jennifer @wonderswithinreach.com.